880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We have got a great show kicking off August. We've got our CCM voice, Elias. Oh, man, I've been practicing all day. Elias Pastalos. No, close?
Pretty close.
All right. He's going to teach me all. We got 20 minutes to learn. John Mahoney. Hey, Johnny. Social media 305. Pedal that car faster, man. Johnny's going to be on in the second part of the show. We're going to talk about LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Periscope. And then we're going to wind up our fourth quarter with Jim Engleton. He's the CEO of Aegis FS. He does all kinds of business intelligence, due diligence, corporate prepaid access cards, debit cards. We're going to talk about the status of U.S. cybersecurity, and is there an imminent threat to your data? Well, heck, there always is. So stick with us. The Dow went down in anticipation probably of tonight's sentient Republican debate, and we'll be back with more real estate info, business info, and just plain fun on Freedom Business, back after this. D, take it away.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to be a world-class athlete like me to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers, the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts your care first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
And as always, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. He keeps giving me the sign. We are back, and we are better than ever. We've got more Freedom Business, and it is now time for the CCIM voice. We've got Elias Pat Salos. I've only known the guy for a year. Is a new team member for the commercial real estate firm at Casal Group out in Miami. He's a member of the Miami District Board of Governors for the CCIM. That's the Certified Commercial Investment Member. He's got that certification, and he specializes in industrial properties in greater Miami area. He concentrates in the cities of Doral and Medley. His extensive experience in landlord and tenant representation sets him apart, and we're going to talk about the impact the CCIM has had on his business and also some of his views on the Miami real estate market. Welcome, Elias. Sorry about the butchering I keep doing on your name.
Jim, no worries about that. I know my name can be confusing at times, but I want to take a moment and thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm privileged, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, man, you're the greatest. Pay that guy his $5 right now. Now, Elias, tell me a little bit about what the CCIM's done for you. You came to Miami about 10 years ago to go to school. Tell us a little bit.
Correct. The CCIM, starting as a younger broker, I can say that is a great certification to perceive. For the reason is just you get to network with the senior brokers, and you get to learn the language of commercial real estate, which obviously it definitely benefits, and you can service your clients. You can learn from it. You can see how the deals are happening, and all the good stuff that come up with the certification of CCIM.
You know, the most important thing you said to me was you learn all the language and terminology, because real estate has its own language and terminology, and unless you're a thesaurus like I am, you really need some time to get used to it. Young gentleman in our office, great real estate family, all kinds of experience, English major, didn't know any of the terminology in real estate, came in. Took him a little while to get to learn that. Now, what are some of the other things that your CCIM has helped you bring to the table, Elias?
Some of the other things that the CCIM helped me being, again, a junior broker is the different tools that they give you. For example, they have the investment spreadsheet that we have, and it gets updated about once a quarter, and from there you can run some lease comparative analysis, lease versus purchase, and some other investment analysis for your clients. In addition, we have the CCIM Connect, where you can ask a question about the deal that is going on, and from there you access the community of CCIM all over the country. Also, furthermore, we have the CCIM Deal Share, where I can send my haves and wants and find off-the-market deals about my clients through the whole CCIM.
Well, that's great.
Community.
That's great. So, Elias, then, you use it to find deals. You use it also to get advice, because one of the things that I always found is very important to be able to add is your intellectual capital. And so it sounds to me like your CCIM experience has helped you build intellectual capital that you can bring to the table to service your clients.
Absolutely, Jim. As a matter of fact, I wanted to add something else on that. It happened that I had a client that needed an industrial space, for example, in Mexico, Torreón, or in Colombia, in Barranquilla. And we also have a website that is called findthecicim.com. And from there, you can select a CCIM that is a local expert throughout the world, pretty much.
Wow. So, a lot of people join these big companies to be part of the network. But it sounds to me like you found a way to be an entrepreneur and still be part of a network and bring the entrepreneurial values and the real estate network to the table for your clients.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to be part of the CCIM community. I got my certification a couple of years ago, and last year I was fortunate to be voted on the board as one of the young members.
Well, that's great, because I know that the CCIMs reach out to young people through a lot of their programs, including their college programs that they have here in town with FIU.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I listened to your last show with Frank Rodriguez and Steve Moreira, and they briefly spoke about the University Alliance with FIU. And I'm also excited to be part and just bring some more knowledge about the CCIM community to the FIU students.
Well, mentorship is a big part of it, and you talked about how some of the senior CCIMs are mentoring you, and they brought you on the board as a young rep, which I guess means that they're investing a lot of time and energy into helping you become a mentor for other young people.
Absolutely. I would love to help any young brokers out there, and I'm also committed to be part of that movement and help out and mentor any young brokers coming into the CCIM family.
Oh, you're such a terrific guy. Listen, I wish that we had more time to talk about the CCIM, but I also want to give you a chance to show your knowledge base about the Doral and Medley markets. They seem to me to be interrelated, much the same way that the Design District, Wynwood, and Little River are interrelated. As prices go up, people move to a lower-cost provider, or as space is absorbed and becomes scarcer, they look for a new market. Is that what's going on in Doral and in Medley?
Yes, Jim, absolutely. Talking to clients and my tenants, as the time goes by, we're pushing the rates closer to the high nines, and you know, obviously some of the companies they cannot pay
the nine rates. Handle. I can remember when they didn't think they could break the four handle.
Actually, a year ago we were a dollar less, you know, in Airport West, and some of the newer parks like Transfer Park, actually they're pushing the rates up to the low tens.
Wow. What's doing that? Is it, oh, I'll bet I know. What's going on with retail and industrial? Is that driving it a little bit?
Absolutely. For example, if you see the Amazon deal that happened, 300,000 square foot, the Airport West, west of the Turnpike, as the e-commerce is growing, all these big box retailers, they're looking for industrial space so they can get more cubic feet out of their storage.
Oh, well, you know, that's interesting. Cubic feet versus square feet. You mentioned cubic feet. How do they do it? Do they do it by volume or do they do it by a square feet of the ground? What do they look for?
Well, they pretty much look to utilize the height. So if you're, for example, on a 10,000 square foot industrial space right now with 20 foot clear, you can use the same amount of cubic feet if you stack your pallets all the way 30 feet and actually use a smaller 6,000 or 7,000 square foot space.
Well, that's really technical, but let me kind of break it down. So what you're telling me is that the same square footage, if it's got a higher ceiling, you're going to be able to get more rate, which maybe that's why you can get nine instead of six.
Absolutely. And you're actually saving, you're paying a little bit more on the rate, but you have less square feet. So at the end of the day, it's cost savings for those companies.
Well, they must be more efficient.
Absolutely.
So what other trends are you seeing out in Doral and in Medley that people can take advantage of?
Well, at the moment, you know, Doral is pretty scarce when it comes to industrial space. We are about 5% vacancy in the whole Miami-Dade, and there are some, you know, speculations that Doral is actually close to 3.5%, and Medley close to 4%. And you know, as time goes by, we're running out of space, and construction is hard for them to catch up with the demand.
Wow.
And, I believe even moving next year, there's going to be a little bit of an extra push of the rates higher.
Wow. And with gas prices a little bit lower, are people looking to Broward as an alternative?
There are some speculations as developers are running out of space in Doral. Maybe later on they will be able to discuss with the city and open the UDB west of the Turnpike or north of Medley. And, you know, there's still some costume build going on there in Medley and west on the Turnpike. Possibly you could say they can even move to Broward.
Okay. And we've only got a couple more minutes left. Why don't you tell us how people can find you at Casale, phone numbers, websites, give a high five and a shout out to the folks there, all the good stuff you really want to do.
Yes. So you can go to the website and just use casale.com, CASAL.com. You can call me at 305-804-9154.
Hold on. Go a little slower. Say it again.
I'm going to repeat that. You can call me at 305-804-9154.
Well done.
Or you can go to our website, casale.com, and from there you can find some more information about us and what we do in the Airport West market.
Well, Elias, I really want to thank you for coming out here, being the CCIM voice, humbling me on my inability to pronounce your name for like 62 different times. I'm going to try it again. Elias Pat, I got to put my glasses on. Pat Salos.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I got it right. Thank you. Oh, Now you can go. I finally got your name. Elias, thank you so much for putting up with my trite humor today. I want to thank you so much for bringing great information. And we have never talked on the show about volume and cubic height. So I want to thank you for bringing that concept to our listeners today.
Thank you, Jim. Again, it's been a pleasure to be here. You're doing an excellent job. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing, which means we got to go to break. We'll be back with Johnny Social Media 305 if he ever gets here. Johnny, pedal faster. Back after this with Social Media 305. You're unbelievable. Yeah. I was just waiting for them to say I'm unbelievable one more time, but all right. Thank you, D. I am unbelievable. You know who else is unbelievable? Larry Zinn, my buddy, 40 under 40 at Warren Henry Automotive. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 whole years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Get ready for interleague action as your Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. On Tuesday at 7:10, fans get an Ichiro Suzuki t-shirt courtesy of Sato Pharmaceuticals. On Wednesday at 4:10, fans get a Marlins franchise 4 poster courtesy of Star Cash. Be here live for 2 action-packed nights of thrilling baseball, food, and fun. And don't miss your Marlins against the Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back. I want to thank Elias for hanging out with us. He's going to sit here and critique me with the thumbs up or the thumbs down while I'm talking to T.H.E. John Mahoney, a.k.a. Social Media 305. Earth to Johnny, are you out there?
Yes, sir, right here.
All right, well, let's peek the periscope up. I guess we're going to have to invite you over to do that another day, Johnny.
I was en route, my man. I apologize. You know, I'm dealing with Miami traffic and all like that. Pretty mobile.
Listen, so. I love you. That's why I told you I'd meet you at my house. We could come over to the show together, but we'll do that next time. Instead, let's clue the world in about the ins and outs of Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Periscope. Now,
what would you like to know, my friend?
Well, what I'd really like to know, Johnny, is why people have started following me. It's all this week. It's like I go on my staycation and it's 5-10 people a day are starting to follow me and I'm not doing anything different. What's going on?
You know what it is, James, is you are targeting the right conversations. and this is what I know, and this is what I've seen over the past couple of months. The Twitter Periscope whole situation is amazing. We love it. You know, there's video, but people are still watching hashtags, and that's the key. Like, if you tag me in a tweet today, I think that tweet got 4 favorites and 2 retweets immediately, right?
Yes.
Those people are targeting the content marketing. That's what they're looking to read. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want to learn about. And that's why they're following you.
You know, we've talked about this many times before on the show, but I want to talk about it very specifically because I'm noticing a very nuanced but important change in the way I talk on Twitter and the people and interactions I'm getting. I'm not going to be doing CC at you name it anymore because they don't
always
answer.
Remember one thing, James.
They don't answer.
And I know the audience is listening. The CC dot at is our special little thing. That is our technique. It doesn't belong to the globalization of the world.
Well, I didn't mean to send them out. Yeah, I didn't mean to sell us out on that, Johnny. And that is our nuanced little signature, sort of like
you own that, my friend.
Yeah, we do. We've got 75,000 tweets on that, so I think the people are going to see where it started. But my real point is saying at so and so, tweeting at CNN or at the NFL, because then if they don't answer me, it just goes into nowhere. But if I do hashtag,
hold on, James, not to interrupt, and let me tell you, you're a genius in what you're saying, because let's look at it this way. If we tag at NFL, especially about, we're about to start the season, right? August 11th, we start preseason. Ohio,
Johnny, you've been reading the newspaper. Wait a minute, Johnny. You read the newspaper now? What's going on?
I might check up on a few things here and there, but let me tell you something. Is the NFL, do they actually care if we're tagging them in a tweet?
No.
Why not hashtag them?
No, but if I hashtag them, everybody looking for NFL information is going to see. And that's where I went. I've gone across the pale, John. I'm not going to spam. I'm not going to use more than 3 or 4 hashtags, but I'm done tweeting at anybody that doesn't answer. If I hit them twice, they don't answer, they're done.
This is what I say, all right? Forget tagging the actual organization. So instead of doing at NFL, hashtag NFL, but also hashtag football preseason kickoff.
Dude!
The kickoff hashtag is what's going to get you the followers, not the at NFL. Like, why do I need to at a certain organization? Like, let's say Fox News. If I at Fox News or I at MSNBC tonight regarding the political debates, who cares? However, if I start hashtagging New Hampshire, if I start hashtagging debate, if I start hashtagging presidential, now all of a sudden I'm getting the real people. Because let's be honest, between you, I, and everyone else listening to this conversation, who the hell, and excuse my language, is actually looking for Fox News?
Hey, I want you to know is that those guys are turkeys. I tried for 45 minutes to get the pregame show on here while we were waiting in the 5 o'clock hour, and we couldn't do it. I mean, you know, Elias is, see, that's why we're here. You should give me testimony, Elias. But anyway, Johnny, so after 15,000 tweets on the two different platforms, I think I'm finally getting it.
Yeah, but James, you are, for lack of a better word, killing it. Your game is super hot. Listen, you sent out a tweet today, Freed on Business, Engine Freed. It has been retweeted and favorited. I mean, what, 9, 10, 11 times?
Yeah, but you got to tell people what that means because people say, 9, 10, or 11. That's like astronomically terrific.
If they got 9, 10, or 11 phone calls in 20 minutes, you know what? They'd be mad about it. You know what? Why doesn't everyone just leave me alone?
Yeah,
but the reality
right.
is on social media, that's game.
Oh, wait
that's
a minute now.
Game.
I'm going to go back to one of your original postulates, and that's that Twitter is my telephone. If I could
exactly.
get up on my telephone and dial up everybody that was interested in the NFL right now, would I do it? Well, or how about real estate? Would I do it? Elias is now nodding yes. Yes, he is. Okay. Thank you, Elias.
Let me tell you something right now. You just made a joke earlier that I knew about preseason kickoff and Ohio, correct?
Yes.
Do you know why I know about that?
Twitter!
Not because I'm a super football fan, but I know it's a major event. It it's a major thing that's about to happen, and I, as a social media person, need to know about that.
Yes, you're looking at the little squiggly arrows pointing upward, and you're saying, what's that all about, and how do I maximize my reachability?
Yeah. Listen, it's not even that I want to tweet about it, but I know that is for the nation of the United States of America and the just the world in general. This is something very important. Okay. Not, hey, I hate football. No, as a social media guy, I need to know that, you know what? People on this day are going to be looking to talk about this topic. So I don't want to, hey, by the way, you know, you're talking about this topic and I'd rather turn the conversation over there. It doesn't work that way. No. You know what? As a brand, as a business, all right, I'm going to join your conversation. Why go to a barbecue and tell everybody that you're vegetarian? Well, you know what? Listen, don't go to the barbecue.
Well, John, I want to take the conversation a little bit more down the road now. I still want to keep it into my evolving understanding of the language of Twitter. But now I want to talk about another thing that we've discussed many times on the show, the difference between what you put out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And I got to tell you, Johnny, it used to be that each one I would talk to differently. But as the platforms have evolved, so is my communication skills. Actually, I would say they've devolved, because now I just put it out there all worded the same way and people get it. They're not offended anymore. They like it.
I'm going to tell you, as per your account specifically.
Yes.
Okay. We all know who Miss Freed is, young Vivian, correct?
Yes.
The one thing that you are doing differently this year compared to years before is you are 100% including young Vivian in everything you're doing on Facebook. And you know what? People love that because they know her too. Vivian loves it. You love it. Like this week, you took your quote-unquote staycation, correct?
Yes, and I got to just say it, Johnny. I love Vivian. I love her, and that you could see that, and I guess that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And in the afternoons, you're at Bow Harbor.
Yes. So,
you know what? This is real. You know what? When you're at Bell Harbor, I'm like, man, I wish Jim was in South Beach because I'd go meet him there.
I know. Angleton always hits me. Why am I not going to his place? But listen, Johnny, I need you to come to Bell Harbor to be with me, you know, but I'll come to South Beach and hang out with you and be eclectic and all that. Listen, we've only got about a minute left in the segment. Can you stick around through halftime and continue on? We'll talk a little bit Facebook on the other side.
Of course, you know, you...
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Go take your cute little dog out for a little walk, a little water. Back in 5 minutes, talking more social media with the man, John Mahoney, a.k.a. Social Media 305. But now it's time for the turn. D, it is all yours. Oh, yeah, I am happy. Elias is happy. Had to give the bro hug to Elias before he left. High five to you, Elias. I love the CCIMs. They come in. They are the greatest. Each person has their own different personality. It's what makes the CCIMs terrific. High five to Frank for bringing them out here, for Steve and the rest of the CCIM team. Hugs and kisses, especially to Danny Zalanker, for all the great things you guys do. And another group that does great things is our friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, furnace service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry and family, Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You know, as a high-powered business executive, I demand the best for my health, and with the U Health Executive Physical, I got it. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge who's going to guide you through your visit and into a customized preventive health care plan. It's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. Again, 305-243-2738.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Still looking at pretty heavy traffic and a couple of crashes to watch out for your Thursday afternoon commute. Crash is going to be on the Turnpike extension southbound before Tamiami Trail. Another one on the Dolphin on the off-ramp at Killian Parkway. Florida Turnpike southbound before Griffin Road. Watch out for a crash there. Usual delays along I-95 traveling out of downtown up through the Golden Glades Interchange. Same story on the Palmetto north and southbound between the Dolphin and Okeechobee. And your Dolphin westbound drive still running pretty heavy from just after I-95 as you make your way over to the Palmetto Interchange. I'm Chad Warner. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, that was terrific. I was texting back and forth with our new sponsor, Early Shares, just now. Welcome, Early Shares and Joanna Schwartz, to the program. Stilianos did a great voiceover right before we came back from the break. U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is implantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row, and also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery series online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today. All right, I feel good, I feel nice, I feel like sugar and spice. And how about you, Johnny? How you doing today?
James, I'm going to tell you, I've been on hold listening to your show, and it is absolutely awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Great sponsors, and congratulations to Early Shares. They are Mac Daddy, and I love that you're promoting and sponsoring them.
Oh, yeah. I was just on with Joanna Schwartz. She's the founder, and we're going to get her on the show. She's been on a couple times. We're going to get her back on again. We had Stylianos voicing that thing. I got to get better music behind that, though. Larry, make a note. I want synchronicity behind can we redo that? Okay, Larry's giving me a high five.
Listen,
all right.
You've been on point with the music since day one.
Thank
we
you.
All know that.
Thank you. I need that synchronicity behind that because I think it builds the kind of energy that I want as opposed to that other music they put, which is kind of like limp.
I couldn't make it to the station, but I'm 100% dancing in the office.
I love you, bro. I love you. So let's get back to this because I think I'm hitting on something, and perhaps it's a Socratic learning experience that I'm having here. So let's talk about Facebook. One of the things that I've always told people that want to be sponsors on my show is that I create content that gets the eyeballs and ears to the radio show so that they can give the content that they want to do. I'm beginning to believe that Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, which I still give different types of content to, now I give them, though, the same kind of messaging when I want to. So Facebook, I have the things about Vivian, my staycation and stuff like that. LinkedIn is all of my blogging and my business. Twitter is the quick bursts of energy. But when I have a message I want to give them all, I can do that because I have three different audiences all looking for the same thing.
Listen, let's be honest. The reason you're getting action on your Facebook regarding content, specifically from the radio show, is you're paying for it.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I need you to come over, by the way.
The action in your Facebook page is because you're talking about Vivian.
Yes,
so
I know that.
Vivian's friends, your friends, family friends, they're all, yes, we love Vivian. We love Jim. You're on a staycation. You have plants and trees and beautiful shops. And to be honest with you, you actually, quote unquote, in the mornings, if people aren't watching, they'll start following you. But you do a traffic report. Hey, there's a lot of traffic on the I-195 today. You do that.
I know. And the Herald and NBC6 retweeted. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. And I got to tell you is that part of the thing that gets me tense in the morning is I'll now coin a new term. I have pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I'm looking out there, and I'll tell you this right now, is that all week it was kind of quiet going east to Miami Beach. Everybody's back, Johnny. Today it started. You could tell that the energy level was a little bit different out there on I-95. Tomorrow will be kind of a quiet hiding day. Next week, one more week, and then it's going to go nuts. But yeah,
well,
Johnny.
Well, let's look at it this way. So NBC, CBS, ABC, and WPLG, right?
And LMNOP, too, yeah.
Are now getting great content from you, and they're not getting it because you're on the radio on Thursdays. They're getting it because you're in a prime location Monday through Friday.
And on the weekend, yes, I do live in the hashtag
exactly,
Sky Palace.
Yeah.
The hashtag Sky Palace. You know, Related's building, you know, three or four buildings next to me, they're getting like $1,000 plus for my little, oh, shoot, I hope the people in my apartment building aren't listening. But the Related group, oh my God, watching what's going on there. That's another thing, by the way, Johnny, is people that watch my feed can see what's going on next door to me, which is Related group is building a community for 5,000 people. It's amazing to watch.
And you know, I realize one thing about the Related group, and let's get down to brass tacks. We have real listeners listening to what we're doing. So we're not here to sugarcoat anything.
No.
The Related group has created a social media team a long time ago. I know the people. You know the people, but we're not going to discuss them tonight. However, the Related group has that social team, and those buildings that are owned and created and developed by the Related group are now social. And they're talking about Brickell. They're talking about Coconut Grove. They're talking about Edgewater. And you know what? Even though they're, hey, you know what? Listen, this is a great pool, and this is a great day, and it's National Mojito Day or National Sugar Day. Who cares? But at the end of the day, we're getting cool content from them, and they're not trying to sell us apartments. What they're doing is just being part of our conversation.
Yes, they're being part of the community. They're being part of the conversation. We go back and forth, and you've taught me this a long time ago. People watch, and they want to join in, or maybe they just want to know what we're talking about, and I'm getting a lot of realtors following me now. Perhaps because I have all the relationships with all the big developers. I get them on the show. I know what they're thinking about.
You've already had that. You've had that for 20 years. But the thing about it is those are relationships that you and your company, okay, have always kept quiet. because you know what? These are business deals, and these business deals might lead to a 10, a 5, a 20, a $50 million deal in the future for a piece of vacant land on Biscayne Boulevard. But now all of a sudden...
Oh, Johnny, I just did that. You just haven't been watching. I just did the big vacant piece of land on Biscayne Boulevard a couple of months ago.
You've been doing it since the day I met you, my man.
But, yeah, so we do that, and a lot of the things we do we can't really talk about. I'm going to actually try to put together a little flyer at the end of the month that talks about what I've done in the past few years. I guess it's all going
to
be an 8-point print.
To be honest with you, James, if actually this is a great point that you just mentioned, and if you bring in Sandy Abbott, it might be the perfect time for you to now start launching newsletters.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because I really don't send a lot of content marketing to the to my followers except through the
show.
So you know what?
Maybe
you're right.
Now it's time to say, hey,
you're
look,
right.
Just liquidated this piece of property.
Look what I did. You know what? I'm going to do that. Oh, you're so smart, Johnny. Look at you. I'm writing it down and everything. Keep going, Johnny. Keep making me money while I'm having my radio show.
I'd rather teach someone how to do it than actually do it.
You're the greatest, Johnny. Yeah. Flyer to my list by Sandy. Yeah. Oh, and I'm not touting anything, really.
I'd be glad to help out. Why don't we launch the Freed on Business newsletter this month?
Okay.
And if anyone wants to, that's listening to the show right now, actually sign up for the newsletter. Where do we sign up, James?
Oh,
and
yeah.
For the Jets fans, please say it twice.
Yeah, so you can sign up for the thing. We'll say it twice. I'm going to get you and Sandy on. I'll ask her to listen to this so that she can know what we're thinking. And then also with something else. Oh, we only got a couple more minutes, Johnny, but here's something else. You know, I do this song at the turn of the hour, you know, right before we go to the traffic and then to the U Health segment.
I feel good.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah.
I'm wondering if I should start running a contest about letting somebody pick what music comes on, at least one of the segments. You know, maybe they come on, they vote early and often, it drives people to my website. What do you think about that?
What I think you should do, and this is where I see everything happening, everyone's always saying, hey, tweet us, tweet us, tweet us. In regards to the song, what we need to do, and I say we because I'm 100% love the idea and here to help you,
okay.
Create an awesome hashtag. And create that hashtag, and then inside that hashtag, everyone could put in their music. They could do it through Facebook, they could do it through Pinterest, they could do it through Twitter, they could do it through Instagram.
Awesome.
And all you and I have to do... And I, you know, come over to the castle.
Yeah,
the
you'll come to the Sky Castle. Yeah, yeah. And we're going
to,
by the way, buy the...
We're going to listen to music every day.
Yes, we're going to do that. And I also want to have you come over and help me with my Facebook and Twitter ads. Maybe you can come over one night next week and we can do that. We got to wrap up. I'm getting the spinning finger. Johnny, how do people find you? It's real easy because you're good at it.
At Social Media 305.
I love you, Johnny. You're the greatest. Thanks for keeping me social. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about cybercrime. Is your identity safe? Jim Engleton will tell us. Back after this. Enjoying that one. DU queued it up just right. I'm having the greatest time with the music today. The music is terrific. You know what else is terrific? Our friends at Warren Henry. Oh, D, thanks for continuing to play that. You know how to keep me happy. You know who else keeps me happy? My friends at Warren Henry know it's good business to give your customers what they want. I hope you like that song. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my cars from them, my Infinities, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement for a service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they give, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
He called? Oh, oh my goodness, am I crazy today or what? Hey, I want to talk now about Lawrence Kids. It's real important. Go to lawrencekids.org. School's starting. They're meeting new coaches, new teachers, new everything. So go to lawrencekids.org and learn how to find the signs. Make sure your child knows it's okay to tell. Go to lawrencekids.org. Learn more today.
Get ready for interleague action as your Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. On Tuesday at 7:10, fans get an Ichiro Suzuki t-shirt courtesy of Sato Pharmaceuticals. On Wednesday at 4:10, fans get a Marlins Franchise 4 poster courtesy of Star Cash. Be here live for two action-packed nights of thrilling baseball, food, and fun. And don't miss your Marlins against the Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We do not have Jim Engleton. Jim is out protecting somebody's assets. So we're going to do our best to give a great segment anyway. And what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about cybersecurity and Bitcoin and all that other stuff anyway. Because to me, cybersecurity is really important. I've had my identity stolen twice, and I've also had the IRS tax fraud thing done to me. It's been pretty bad each single time. And so I'm starting to create newer, more secure codes, and I'm also rotating what sites I visit and not visiting all that many that I think might be fishy, so to speak. And the other thing that I do is I watch out to make sure that I don't broadcast my personal information too much. We had Dave Himmel from PricewaterhouseCoopers on. He talks about making sure you keep your personal data, like your birthday, offline. Everybody likes their birthday. Well, what do you think these people are using to steal your identity? So that's something that you need to make sure that you do, is you protect your identity. Now, Johnny, in the prior segment, was talking about Facebook and how on the Facebook page I've been interacting about my wife. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. My wife, Vivian, I love her. Hopefully she's listening. But there's something important we go to U Health about, and that's because my wife has end-stage kidney disease. And I'm going to talk about it right now because it's important. You need to consider giving the gift of life, either you or somebody you know. Somebody out there needs a transplant. There's now incredible things that the people at U Health and other places can do. They can now make these transplants happen. And when they do, the light goes on. The person's life changes immediately. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what goes on if they don't have the transplant. In the kidney, we'll talk about the kidney. They put this enormous needle in the person's arm. It's so tough. My wife is a tiger. She gets up early in the morning or in the middle of the day if she has to go, and she gets them and she does what she calls cleans her blood. And she is a tiger. And everybody else that's at that dialysis center, they get a ride home. My wife drives. That's right. She's that tough. She puts up with me, for crying out loud. She's tough as nails. So what does she do for me? Well, the beach that Johnny was talking about, well, that's the beach behind my wife's aunt's condo. And my wife lets me go there. She gives me this beautiful beach to go to in Bal Harbour. It's beautiful white sand. It's crystal clear. It's clean. It's up on my Facebook page. You can take a look. It's just delightful. So what does my wife give me? She gives me that. But more than anything, she gives me strength. Because I'm going to tell you something, everybody. As you get up and you watched your loved one go and have to go to dialysis, get their blood cleaned and go get that big needle stuck in their arm and kind of watch them wither away and crumple into pain and then hopefully, God willing, sleep. It's not easy. It's not easy watching somebody like that. So get up and consider giving the gift of life. Kidney, eyes, I don't know what else you can donate, your liver. Whatever it is, go and get tested. It's real important to people out there. They're loving, kind people that need that kidney or need what you can give. And if you're a donor giving the gift of life, God bless you. And if you're somebody living with somebody that needs a transplant, I'm going to say it for you. Well done. Congratulations. You're doing a heck of a job. Keep it up. Stay strong. It's okay to cry. These are things that you need to know because being in the support position for somebody isn't all roses. It's tough. It's not easy. Maybe your person's not like my wife. My wife has only cried twice in the 18 months that I've seen, at least. Maybe your person's not that strong. Maybe they cry. You know, go out and hug them. Give them a kiss. Tell them it's okay. Tell them that you're there for them, that you give them their unconditional love, because that's what the person needs. The person needs your support, needs your love. They know that they're a little bit off, but you can't tell them that, and they can't say it because they can't allow in their mind even one critical thought about what's going on. They have to stay positive. They have to stay focused. They have to stay marching forward. So you got to help. You got to be strong. You got to do what they need done that they won't ask for. Maybe it's as simple as having the air conditioner turned down and have their bed ready so that when they come back from their treatment, they can have a place to lay. Sometimes I take a photo of the temperature and the beautiful bed, and I send it to my wife when she's on radio silence. She texts me all the time when she's during her treatments, but when she's on radio silence, I know she needs me. And that's when I send her the pictures of her ice cold bed, of Jokey. I send her these fancy, funny stickers that I found on Facebook. I'm now the expert on Facebook messaging and Twitter and LinkedIn, jib jab. I know how to do all those things. But I'm telling you, when the person needs you and they go into their own little private place, that's when the real you has to come out and you have to help them. You have to go out. You have to reach. You have to reach out and say, unconditional love, whatever you need. We're doing whatever it takes to make you feel good now. But Mr. Donor, you're the true hero out there. You're the person that's willing to give the gift of life. If I'm reaching one person and convincing one person to get that donor card or call UHealth or, gosh darn it, call me. You can email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com. It ain't rocket science. So email me if you've got a kidney, if you know somebody that's got a kidney. Well, I guess we all have a kidney, but somebody that's going to be willing to donate or somebody that wants to give the gift of life to somebody else, email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com, freedonbusiness.com. I'll help you get to the right people at UHealth or anywhere else. They do it in a lot of different places in town. UHealth is where my wife and I go. We believe in them. Boy, they give us nothing but love. And maybe we've identified a donor. We're not sure, but God, I hope that my wife gets the kidney she needs. And look her up on Facebook, Vivian Freed. You'll see all you need to see about the woman I love and what it really takes to make it when you need a transplant. God bless you, honey, and God bless you, all the people out there that are donors. Okay, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. They've been terrific to the show. They publish us every month. We have an article in South Florida Business and Wealth that highlights our guests. You can look for us in South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. Kevin is doing a great job. The magazine grows. It's terrific. Kind Snacks. I want to thank Kind Snacks for being a sponsor. When we have an event, Kind Snacks is there to help out and bring food to the event, their snacks. I want to thank the CCIMs. You heard Elias today. What a, the kid's a star. The kid is a star. He's like all the CCIMs that I've met and had on the show. Each one of them comes and demonstrates exceptional knowledge and good, solid community values. Support your CCIMs. They support our community. U Health, gosh, I just did 20 minutes for U Health. The transplant thing, U Health, actually the transplant thing comes from Jackson, but U Health is the people that are getting us there. But high five to the Jackson transplant folks also. Warren Henry Automotive, Larry keeps the show going. Espresso Marketing, hey, Sandy, Johnny, Social Media 305. You heard him giving all his tricks and stuff out today. We even gave you our secret signature. And if you want to find out what that is and you missed it, well, shoot, go to freedombusiness.com and listen for Johnny's interview. It'll be up probably tonight, tomorrow, and you'll find out what Johnny and I, where we have our little secret sauce going. I want to thank the Aztec Group, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins. I want to give a special shout out to Lorraine. High five to you, Lorraine. Keeping it real every day. Aztec Group, Lawrence Kids, Publix, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, U Health. But hey, I'm going to stop it right here. The people that really need to be thanked are you, the listener to this show. You take action, you follow up, you email me, you text me. Thank you all. So go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. Oh, I forgot. Early shares. Welcome to the show, Early Shares. I had a whole sheet with Early Shares. NFL Alumni, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions. I think I got them. If you missed the show, it'll be up on the webpage. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Donate a kidney.